great gentleman in the studio with me right now. Pete McKenzie, I want to start with you. Pete is Executive Director, Honor Flight of Columbus. I would imagine most people in my audience kind of know what you do with Honor Flight, but just give me the thumbnail. Just what is Honor Flight about?
Joel, Honor Flight is about transporting our senior veterans to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials that have been dedicated to their honor and service.
Yeah, and when you talk about that, you're on the mall, and I imagine this is just a very emotional thing for the men and women who get to go and see that.
It absolutely can be. The day, emotions run the gamut from, we start at the World War II Memorial, and oftentimes Senator Bob Dole is there. And, you know, the World War II folks, that's a big deal to meet that man who was really responsible for building that monument over 50 years after the war ended.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal.
And when you talk about the footprint of it to Honor Flight Columbus, is this just senior vets from here, or is it a little wider than just Columbus?
We service Central Ohio. The greater Central Ohio, but to be honest, we'll fly anyone that can get to our airport.
I got you.
We do serve northern West Virginia, and we've had folks from that state up north come down. we've had folks from Indiana. So we'll take anybody that was willing to fly with us.
Yeah, and to date, you've had how many vets go?
To date, we've flown 5,566 veterans.
That's fantastic. That's You're great. In pretty good company. This guy right here, Mr. Schettinger, is a pretty okay guy. We're just talking before you get on the air, Michael, and just how plugged into the community you are. You got meetings on Monday, your Rotary, I got my Friday group, I'm over here. I got somebody that lays out my ties for me, for heaven's sakes. You're that busy.
I like to be busy.
That's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. So you're plugged into this in what way?
You know, I've had a passion for veterans. Our company has had a passion for veterans. We honor them almost daily through funeral ceremony. And it's a great way to give a tribute to these men for the service. And we see all the time at funerals, scrapbooks, videos. We see what happened to the person a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And we hear the stories from their surviving family members of greatest day of dad's life was that day he went to D.C. and saw that wall or saw that statue or saw Senator Dole or whatever. It's just, it gives you goosebumps just to hear these people be so emotional about their experience.
Well, and you talk about that, it's just a tangible way for other people to say, we know this means something to you and we want to help facilitate it.
I've watched grown, burly men come to tears just when you say, tell me about your Honor Flight experience. I just had it a few weeks ago at a VFW that I was at, and, you know, a very masculine, soldier-looking guy just got all choked up and emotional and couldn't answer my question because I think I evoked just a really, really cool memory for him.
Yeah, and this is a day, right, Pete? I mean, this is fly out of Columbus, be in D.C., and then come back that day.
Yeah, Joel, we do it all in one day, and Mike's right. It has real impact on real lives.
Yeah, when you talk about that day, do you take multiple veterans with you and it's kind of like we have to hit everything for everybody, or how personalized can you make it?
We're all a unit. So we go as a team from one spot to another. A lot of these folks are in wheelchairs, and so mobility is an issue, health is an issue. Joel, we fly just about anybody. I mean, we take guys to D.C. that sometimes, you know, families won't take to the grocery store. So we're getting these guys a visit to their memorials that a lot of them have never been to D.C. and never seen.
Yeah, it's a very powerful for sure, Michael. When you talk about this kind of effort, this is not what you would call easy to finance. I mean, because you're talking about people that need help.
Right.
You're talking about trips to D.C., getting them through the city and all that stuff. So how can people plug in?
Well, I'll tell you, I call it a three-legged stool. There's three parts to this. There's probably more, and Pete can add. But we need veterans, and so we're obviously trying to find those veterans out there, especially if there are World War II veterans. There aren't many left, but those are our highest priority to get to D.C. And then we're also taking Korea and Vietnam vets. There's about, I don't know, 90 vets on a plane and then another 40 guardians that are their escorts. And a plane holds about 150 people and it costs about $65,000. So we need vets. We need their volunteer guardian escorts, and we need money.
Yeah.
And those are the three things that make an honor flight go, plus Pete's amazing team and all the volunteers. I'm sure I'm leaving many things out
there. Well, yeah.
But those are the big three. And so we're, you know, we've done different efforts to raise some money, and $65,000 is a lot of fuel and a lot of, you know, cost. And I just am amazed how they continue to do it. They do about 7 to 9 flights a year. Is that right? 7 flights a year?
Yep.
That's impressive. I imagine some of the stories on the planes over and back are probably as good as what you see in D.C.
Well, a big part of our mission is helping these guys and gals share their stories.
Mm-hmm.
Good, bad, boring, exciting, you know, all of it.
Yeah.
And providing the opportunities for them to share, whether it's with their guardian, whether it's convincing them to write down their stories so that when they're gone, it's there for somebody. But that share component is a really important part of what we do, is helping them open up.
Absolutely huge. So if somebody wants to plug in, well, first of all, when's the next flight?
Saturday morning.
Saturday morning.
We're going to be at the airport at, I'll be there at 3 a.m. if anyone wants to join me.
Nice.
We go to D.C. on Saturday. We'll be home at 9:30. This flight is brought to us by Westerville, the city of Westerville, the entire community.
Brilliant.
Pulls together to fund a flight for us every year. This is their 10th year of doing it for
That's
us.
That's fantastic.
So it's a fantastic group of people there.
Yeah. And people that they want to do something like that, if they want to plug in, contribute in any big or small way, what's the best way to get hold of you?
Obviously, it's the website, honorflightcolumbus.org. There's tons of information out there. Check it.
We'll do. It's great to see you both.
Thank you
I'm sure you have other meetings you got to run to, right?
we'll see.
We'll get with the scheduler, men. Yeah. Thank you much, and good luck.